You know the national news. In a moment, we'll give you Thursday's local report on the Real Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Panessa. Weatherman calling for low clouds tonight, overnight low about 50 degrees. Tomorrow, some thunderstorms possible, high temperature near 65. Much the same for the next few days, daytime highs around 70, overnight lows around 60. Topping Thursday's local news, at the Niagara Falls City Council meeting on Wednesday, a resolution to rent the pothole killer this year to patch numerous holes in the city's streets failed by a 2-2 vote by the council, with Council Chairman Perry and Councilwoman Bax voting for the measure, but Councilman Miles and Archie voted against the move. Councilman Rajak was not in attendance at the meeting. That move failed mainly because it was attached to a $100,000 amount added to the measure to allow overtime for the Department of Public Works employees to work extra hours to use the machine. Councilman Archie and Councilman Miles voted no because, according to Miles, he said he wanted to know more about the measure and why the workers couldn't just use the pothole killer during their regular working hours. He said he didn't understand why the overtime had been allotted. But authorities tell Niagara Radio that the overtime hours were added, judging by what it took in previous years to patch the roads. But Miles said he needed more information on the issue, and said he wished the department heads were required to attend the city council meetings as they were a few years ago, so they could get answers to their questions on the subject. With the debate ending in a tie vote, council members are seeking more information on the proposal, and it's expected the running of the pothole machine will probably come up at the next council meeting. I'll have more local news in a moment, but a reminder, this report is brought to you by the Wellness Park Pharmacy, 87th and Buffalo Avenue in the Falls, and the Community Medical Pharmacy on Michigan Avenue just off Main. I like the personal touch. The other day I did have a problem with one of my prescriptions and went to see Fran at Wellness Park. Well, she got in touch with my doctor's office, and within a few hours, the prescription problem was solved. I had my prescription and was on my way from Wellness Park. That's the kind of service they give because they do care about you. They want you to feel like a valued customer. It's a one-on-one deal. They know you, know what you want, and help you to get it. See for yourself. Check them out. Wellness Park, 87th of Buffalo Avenue, and the Community Medical Pharmacy on Michigan Avenue just off Main. Locally owned and operated, and they show it. And the local news is also brought to you by Chris Moore's Appliance Repair at 523-5911. Now, there's a number you want to put in your cell phone because there's a repairman who will come to your home and fix home appliances for a $35 service call plus parts and labor. Many other companies charge much more just to walk through your door. Chris Moore's Appliance Repair, 523-5911. In other local news, three accidents reported today. Just before 3 at Main and Thompson Street in North Tonawanda, a bicyclist was reportedly hit by a car. Unknown injuries there. North Tonawanda police and fire went to that scene. In Niagara Falls, a two-vehicle accident reported on Thursday afternoon on Niagara Falls Boulevard at 47th Street. Again, unknown injuries at that one. And in the town of Niagara, a car struck a pole at Bellring and Sadlow Drive. Town of Niagara police responded to the scene, unknown injuries there, but Police Chief Craig Giuliani, who was also on the scene, said the pole that was hit was cracked and needed to be replaced. City police responded to the area of 13th and Pierce Avenue yesterday for the report of a man with a gun. On arrival, the man was gone, but the complainant told officers a man who had an ongoing dispute with her family yelled at her from across the street that he was going to kill her brother while he was holding a handgun in his hand. That suspect was gone when police arrived, but they located him a short time later and patted him down with no weapons found. But during the investigation, the suspect reportedly yelled at the complainant out of the window of the police car that, "When I get out, I'm going to blow your head off." Charged with menacing with a weapon in the case was Ray Anthony Crockett of Ashland Avenue. He'll now face the charges in city court. Another shoplifting reported at the Dollar Store on Portage Road. A woman there walked in and reportedly left without paying for a number of items. Police located her nearby and brought her back for positive identification. She was listed as Erin Bernard of Gasport. who was charged with petty larceny in the case. Police said she also had a number of outstanding warrants in Niagara Falls and in the town of Niagara, including a failure to appear for court warrant. Authorities said when officers found her, she still had the alleged stolen items from the dollar store in her possession. Two people were rounded up and arrested in connection with a burglary at a house in the 1900 block of Lockport Street yesterday. Authorities arrived at the house to find the door frame broken, the door kicked in. Checking a Ring camera footage, police recognized the two suspects and later found them walking in the area. Charged with burglary in the case was Joshua Phillips of Pine Avenue and Heather Doust of Linwood Avenue. Both suspects were held pending their arraignment in city court today. City firemen battled a house fire on the 2000 block of Forest Avenue last night. Authorities tell Niagara Radio that heavy smoke was found coming from the building when they arrived. Firemen quickly extinguished the blaze and checked for anyone inside, but luckily didn't find anyone. The cause of the fire is under investigation by the city's Fire Prevention Bureau, and the amount of damage done was not immediately known. Well, it happened again at 17th and Ashland. A resident there reported a beanbag chair missing from their porch. The resident told police it's the third time in the past few months that items have been stolen off their porch. Police are looking into the matter and have advised the resident to quit leaving expensive items on the porch. They said that stolen beanbag last night was valued at $250. And the Niagara County Health Department has warned of a rabid bat found in the town of Lewiston. They say due to incidental contact, the owner of the house where the bat was found will have two vaccinated cats given preliminary booster shots as a precaution, but they say there were no other known exposures to the bats. The health department reminds anyone that bats, raccoons, skunks, and fox are all common wildlife carriers of the rabies virus, and it is possible to get rabies even if you're not bit by touching a rabid animal even before symptoms occur. The health department reminds you also to tell your kids if they see a strange animal to stay away, and if they come in contact to let you know immediately so you can notify your doctor and the Niagara County Health Department. If it happens in your area, we want you to know, and if you see news in the making, we want to know. So call our Links of Niagara tip line at 371-0046. Remember, the Links of Niagara is still open for you to get those last-minute practices in before you get out on the green, and you can do it on the same simulators that the pros use at the Links of Niagara. They're in the One Niagara building at 360 Rainbow Boulevard, where parking for golfers is always free. Want details or a virtual look at the links? Check them out online at thelinksofniagara.com. We update the news every Monday through Friday here on Niagara Radio, and you can hear it on the hour and half hour on niagaradio.net or by entering niagaradio.net on Facebook. And for a review, the whole week's news is listed on our website by clicking the local news tab after you refresh your browser. Local news first, factual and free, and a lot of stories you won't hear anywhere else but here on the real Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Panessa.